Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to worship here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. I don't hear this on, so I'll just be my usual self and be loud. So good morning. Welcome to this very special fourth Sunday of Advent when we have the bells and we have our youth. So this is a very special Sunday. It's good to see those of you who are present here in the sanctuary, and welcome to those who are joining us more remotely. We do have some announcements. Our volunteers this week for the food pantry are Buck Gilbert and Ernie Champlin. Tuesday at 10 o'clock, we have Bible study right here. Wednesday at 5:30 over at Union Congregational, we will be having a Blue Christmas service. It is a service that acknowledges that this time of year can be very difficult for some people. And so it's a time when we can lament and have that lament turn toward joy. So that's something to consider. Also on December the 18th, we who are part of the Women's Fellowship will be going over to Mona Pickering's house. I believe we're doing that at 1:30. We're just going there in order to socialize and bring some cheer to her. One other announcement is that if you are available, I am at Amy Holt for their service today from 1:15 to 1:45. We're going to be focusing mostly on Christmas carols. So if you want to come join me and sing Christmas carols at Amy Holt, you are absolutely welcome to do so. You should also see a green piece of paper for poinsettias. We're asking that you list those people that you would like to honor or remember. And we're taking donations to purchase a couple of large-sized poinsettias rather than the little ones. Do we have any other announcements? And also, after worship, we will be having cookies and other goodies in the fellowship hall, so please remember to come over and congratulate our children and their teachers, and just have a time of fellowship. At this time, let us listen to the bell choir with the Friendly Beasts. Thank you. Thank you so much, Bell Choir, for adding to the joy of this day. It is now the fourth Sunday of Advent. And so we light four candles on our Advent wreath. Let us pray. Praise to you, O God, who lives with us, sharing our flesh and bones. As Mary waited and Joseph dreamed, so we wait and dream for you. Bless us, and let your face shine upon us, more radiant than these candles, and more dear than all else we seek. Restore us when we fail to refuse the evil and choose the good, and banish all our fears. We pray in the name of Emmanuel, your promised child and our Savior. Amen. Let us now sing verse 4 of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that hinders our faith, that eagerly we may receive your promises, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you. holy gospel lesson is from Matthew, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated.
Been working on a good delivery. They knew that every good pitch starts with a good delivery.
Discovered that they had forgotten to tell the shepherds about the birth of Jesus. They decided to send one of their angels to deliver the message to the shepherds in person. There were some shepherds in the outfield keeping watch over their flock by night.
shepherds stopped what they were doing in the outfield and went to meet God's gift to the world. When they had found the baby Jesus laying in the manger, they knelt down and worshipped him.
The shepherds were never the same after that night Jesus was born. From that day on, they spent less time in the outfield and more time telling everyone about the newborn Savior.
Batter, 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 run, batter. batter, 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 go, batter, 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 go, batter, 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 go.
So the wise men followed the star until it stopped over the place where Jesus was. They gave Christ their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They told everyone about the gift of light that God had sent to the world.
The game of life can be like a baseball game. We got to be part of some plays, and we also find ourselves making a few errors. We get to experience a few home runs, and we also know what it's like to strike out. With each play, we know that God is right by our side every day.
You know how the game ends? It doesn't. The birth of Jesus is just the beginning. Emmanuel, God is with us. Let the game begin.
We've got to give God all we've got, right? Glory, glory. I think our kids deserve a round of applause. And I want their three teachers to stand up, too. I know that a lot of hard work, a lot of effort went into that, and thank you so much, because it really enlivens our service, so thank you. And please stand as you're able as we confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, As we prepare for the fullness of Christ's presence, let us pray for a world that yearns for new hope. God, our shepherd, let your Spirit move with power throughout the church. Give discernment and wisdom to our bishops, pastors, deacons, and lay leaders. Take away our fear so that we serve and love, confident that you are guiding us. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our source, awaken us to the beauty of the earth and the marvelous variety of life. Unite humankind in repairing and caring for your creation. Protect creatures and habitats in peril due to rising seas and warming temperatures. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our vision, raise up leaders in every nation who dream of freedom and justice for all people. We pray for the work of international organizations that promote peace and human rights. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our helper, come to the aid of all who cry out to you. Shelter migrants, refugees, and those fleeing war and famine. Bring relief to individuals and families experiencing hunger, homelessness, or impoverishment. Comfort any who are isolated or lonely. And we pray especially for those who are on our prayer chain or those that we name either aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our Emmanuel, you are with us in our life together. We give you thanks for gathering us in worship and for fellowship, and we remember those who cannot be present. Watch over those who travel. Heal the sick and speed their recovery. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our hope, you bring life out of death, and you promise to be our God forever. Shine upon the faithful who now rest in the fulfillment of your promise, and bring us also into your blessed reign of peace. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of our longing, you know our deepest needs. By your Spirit, gather our prayers and join them with the prayers of all your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. And we thank you for sending your offerings to the church, giving through online banking, or providing a contribution as the plates are passed. gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please stand as you receive this blessing, as you go forth into the world. The God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus. Amen. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The God of all grace bless you now and forever. Amen. Our sending song is number 241, O Lord, how shall we meet you?